You are listening to CKMS News 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Friday, November 24th, and I am MP Holmes.
At the City of Kitchener's Finance and Corporate Services Committee meeting on Monday, November 20th, Councillor Bill Ioannidis said that the city has gone way too far with cycling infrastructure.
I also have the same concerns as Councillor Michaud with regards to traffic calming and the cycling as well. I know we may have approved the cycling, but what I'm hearing from the community as a whole is we've gone way too far, and where we're lacking is in trails. So I would love to see us pull back a little bit on that.
The committee was reviewing the City of Kitchener's 2024 draft operating budget that is to go to the mayor for approval in early December. The draft operating budget includes approximately $5.5 million to advance the strategic priorities, which were determined in the 2023 to 2026 strategic plan.
Some of these funding options include $700,000 for the downtown cycling grid and infrastructure plan, $424,000 for traffic calming, $300,000 for trail improvements, $1.2 million for the Housing for All strategy, $117,000 for the Creative Hub, and $240,000 to launch additional special events, including one new major festival in 2024. Councillors raised a series of questions about different funding options, but it was the competing interests of cycling, trails, and traffic calming that occupied most of the meeting. In addition to Councillor Ioannidis' remarks, other councillors balked at both the $700,000 given to the downtown cycling grid and infrastructure plan and the $300,000 for additional cycling and trail connections. While traffic calming, a much more important issue in many of the councillors' opinions, was only afforded $424,000.
Councillor Paul Singh asked where the $700,000 for the cycling infrastructure came from and why that money had been applied to the cycling infrastructure. First, Jonathan Lautenbach, the City of Kitchener's Chief Financial Officer, explained the city's position, and then Justin Reedman, the General Manager of Development Services at the City of Kitchener, both elaborated on where the money came from and how it was going to be applied.
Quickly, on the cycling, $700,000, 7.6 overall. Is that $700,000 capital and operating?
So through the chair, that's capital funding in terms of kind of phase three of the implementation of the downtown cycling grid that was planned. So that is capital money. And then I think the reference to the 7.6 is capital funding over the course of the 10-year capital forecast.
So the $700,000 would be built into over the 10 years? Or it's just for the 2024?
It's for 2024 in terms of the amount that we're putting towards it.
So that $700,000 was the remainder of the downtown grid that council had approved a few years ago. And so the remaining connection that we're planning to install is Water Street to the CN Rail Lines, which is going to be on Duke Street. So Metrolinx, as they're reconstructing the transit terminal, it will be an active transportation connection under Duke Street. And so this is a key connection to make sure that active transportation users can connect that component. And then the other phase is the other end of Duke Street from Frederick east to the end of the network. Part of the intent of this is to make sure that as we densify our downtown core, that we have active transportation options for people so that we're not in congestion in our downtown. And so really we have one last connection on our downtown grid, which is scheduled for next year, and that's where this funding had been allocated.
Okay. Councillor Christine Michaud also noted that she's not hearing complaints about cycling from her constituents, but rather about the speed that people drive their cars and the need for traffic calming. City staff noted that traffic calming has been funded in past budgets. Councillor Michaud responded, reinforcing her concerns about traffic and driver speed.
I have one question with regards to, and this won't surprise you, traffic calming versus cycling infrastructure. There's quite a discrepancy in the amount of dollars being put there. And when I get calls, and I don't know if I can speak for all of council, but when I get calls, I don't hear any asks about more cycling trails or better cycling infrastructure. What I'm hearing is the amount of speed and bad drivers across the city, particularly for me in Ward 4. So I'm wondering if you could balance this off a little bit, if it's possible to put a little more to traffic calming.
So through the chair, I think the reference obviously to the cycling network, is phase three of what has already approved by council and planned. and that's the 700,000 that you see in the strategic investments. I think over the past couple of years and couple of budgets, you know, we've talked about traffic calming quite extensively. I know we've put more dollars to that initiative. You know, so I think that's something where, you know, staff have indicated that to the level that we have right now, certainly, you know, we've had those increases. We've put more budget to it in the past. And what's included in the budget reflects what we think our needs are in terms of that type of program. But I do think it just reflects the fact that we've put significant money there previously to that program. And the extension of our cycling network is work that we had planned to do and we're continuing to move on with.
And I would argue that we're putting a lot of dollars into the downtown cycling infrastructure, which I totally understand. We've committed to that. But the suburbs have exploded outwards where there's a lot more population and there's a lot more traffic. So I'd like to see the active transportation piece in this issue paper, that 300,000 move to the traffic calming piece.
Councillors Dave Schneider and Jason Deneau expressed strong interest in improving signage along the trails.
The trails that are throughout the neighbourhoods, they're not named. And somebody can go on there and have no clue where they're headed or where some of the branch-off trails go to. It's one comment that I've heard. You know, we have great trails in my ward. You can get on a trail and walk all the way to Fairway Road, but if you don't know that or there's no wayfinding.
Councillor Deneau asked how much work it takes to implement the signage, and city staff assured council a comprehensive wayfinding strategy is going to happen soon.
Councillor Schneider talked about signage. If we look at this $300,000 overall, well, you know, to improve signage for our active transportation, like, do we have an idea of what we have to do still and what areas and how much that would encompass just signage itself?
I don't have that information available, but what I can say is that the majority of our trails would benefit from improved wayfinding signage. So previously the city standard may be, particularly for trails that are named, is to provide a name, but not necessarily to identify length and duration to get to a certain point of destination. And that takes detailed planning work to be able to assess, like, what are those destination areas, what are the distance, and then, of course, the implementation of the appropriate signage.
Councillors Ioannidis and Margaret Johnson asked about lighting in trails and parks. Here, Councillor Johnson puts the question to city staff.
I'm hearing from lots of people that they would like to have more lit trails. What is happening with that piece?
Currently, the emphasis on lit trails is on those major commuter trailways, but not necessarily other trailways. Lighting is very expensive and has an ongoing operating impact. So at this point, it's not part of our regular standard for trails.
The Kitchener City operating budget also included funding for new and continuing services and infrastructure. Here, the Kitchener City Chief Financial Officer, Jonathan Lautenbach, summarizes the tax increases for services and infrastructure.
So when we think about what it all means in terms of everything that's included in this year's budget, the overall impact as a result of a 3.9% property tax increase is about $47 for the average household. When you look at 6.3% for the water utility increase, that's about a $77 impact for the average household. And I think when you think about everything that we offer as a municipality, what we've been able to continue to make progress on, the things that we have in the budget that we know are important to advance our strategic plan, I think that provides tremendous value for the residents of Kitchener.
Next week, Council will examine the capital budget, and that will be the final meeting before the final budget is presented in early December. The public are reminded that next Monday, November 27th, is the public consultation night.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I am MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.